Invasive species threaten biodiversity and ecosystems across the globe, according to a new UN report that puts a price tag on the problem, more than $400 billion annually. Here in Pennsylvania, researchers and other outdoor enthusiasts helped gather data this summer on certain invasive species, including mystery snails. For our series Wild PA, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant went out with one group to Lake Erie to count these invasive mollusks.
Walking through the woods toward Thompson's Bay, near the furthest point on Presque Isle State Park, the Penn State Barren Snail Squad emerges on a sandy beach. They step into the water wearing waders.
This is when you find out if your waders are leaking.
Seems to be okay so far.
Dr. Lynn Beatty, assistant biology professor at Penn State Barren, and her team have been coming here for the past 4 years to survey for Chinese and Japanese mystery snails. She thinks they like the mucky bay water.
So a lot of snails like it where the water is calmer, and if there's too many waves, they're likely to get dislodged from whatever surface they're on and get tossed around, which is just generally not pleasant for them.
They measure out a transect in the water, an area that's 1 by 10 meters, and start looking, crouching low and searching the bottom.
We physically feel around and grab snails.
Beatty pulls out a large brown snail. It's about 2.5 inches from the tip to the bottom of its rounded whorls.
So this is a mystery snail. You can tell it's a mystery snail first by the size. So the size of mystery snails, they're so much larger than any native snail that we have.
Beatty says mystery snails were initially brought to the U.S. for food. People can just buy them online and sometimes purposely introduce them in ponds or lakes. They're commonly used to eat algae in home aquariums.
Aquarium release is another main way, where people had them in their aquarium and then they don't want them anymore.
She sticks a small yellow tag on the snail before putting it back in the water. In 12 days of snail surveying this summer, the squad has tagged 1,300 mystery snails. Beatty isn't sure yet what that means for native snails, like the pointed Campolona.
There have been studies that have shown that they can negatively affect the abundance of some of our native snails. They compete for food. They're incredibly long-lived compared to some of our other native species of snails. Like, these guys can live somewhere between 3 and 8 years, which is really long for a snail.
She says they can also reproduce quite a bit in that time. Some spots that had only 1 or 2 last year are now brimming with them. And this could be bad news for native snail populations.
Over by the bridge, we hadn't found any there in 2019, 2020, or 2021. Last year, we found 1 and a baby. This year, they're there. Like, they're just there.
Beatty and her team have uploaded data to a statewide listing of invasive species called Pennsylvania IMAP Invasives. Understanding where and how many invasive species exist in the region is a first step in understanding their impact. That's according to Amy Jewett, who coordinates the IMAP database.
If this data isn't being recorded or known about by someone somewhere, how are we going to know to manage for it?
Jewett is with the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy and the Pennsylvania Natural Heritage Program. They had a month-long scavenger hunt this summer for people across the state to look for invasives.
And the purpose of the scavenger hunt is to get folks out in the field looking for a set number of invasive species.
There are more than 400 invasive species in Pennsylvania, including certain plants, insects, and aquatic animals. The 2023 scavenger hunt focused on European alder trees, purple loosestrife, and mystery snails, among a list of 10 invasives.
This is a way to get more people to understand that all these species shouldn't be here, but they are. And we want people to be aware that they are causing trouble, whether we realize it or not.
Jewett says more than 30 people collected and submitted data to IMAP Invasives in Pennsylvania in August. The data collected can then help experts quantify the scale of issues and decide responses. Back at Presque Isle, Lynn Beatty and her team are counting up their findings at one muddy transect.
Okay, so how many mystery stones do we have? 7. 7 in 10 meters squared? Yeah, that's a good amount to find 7 snails in 10 meters.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.